The rest of the story. Tom's brother, Bob, was dead. Bob was missing in action over the Atlantic. He was ferrying a B-17 to England when he flew off the map, and he would never come home again. It was partly as a tribute to his brother that Tom, barely 18, enlisted, applying for pilot's training in the Army Air Corps. He had never flown an airplane in his life. He would never forget the first time. What an exhilarating feeling as the ground dropped out from under the little single-engine trainer. 50 feet, 100, up and ahead, outstretching its arms, was the big blue sky. What a thrill it was to fly. Then at 200 feet, suddenly the world fell silent. The engine had quit. Tom, his heart pounding, shot a glance toward his flight instructor. No reaction. The experienced pilot simply, calmly, deftly manipulated the controls, and moments later they were gliding softly onto a grassy pasture. And only then, after the plane had safely rolled to rest, did the instructor turn to Tom and smile. "Just remember," he said, "there is always a way." Now flash forward to a world at war, to an American B-17 over the Netherlands. Tom, the co-pilot, is a 20-year-old seasoned veteran of more than a dozen combat missions. He's right now returning from one more. The distances involved routinely stretch the plane's fuel capacity, even more so on this particular bombing run. To compensate, the crew leans out the fuel mixture and races the draining tank. Then suddenly, simultaneously, over the Dutch countryside, all four engines die. Down the checklist, try everything, nothing works. The pilot, Ken Sens, turns to co-pilot Tom. He says, "We'll have to bail out." There were plenty of reasons to resist bailing out. For one, the ground below is enemy occupied. For another, the Army parachutes. The last time a 10-man crew bailed out of a B-17, only one of the chutes opened. But there are no options now, are there? They're all dead for sure if they don't jump. So Tom unbuckles himself and gets out of his seat, thinking about those yawning bomb bay doors. But something stops him. For some reason, fear inside, he just stops and looks back at the instruments and hears a voice, the voice of his first flight instructor, saying, "Just remember, there's always a way." The next instant, Tom is lunging for the fuel mixture control, jamming the knob all the way forward, and promptly, as though they'd been waiting for some secret word, all four engines roared back to life. The plane surges, the crew returns to stations, the crisis is past. There would be other crises. There would be enemy fire narrowly avoided, dead stick landings in farmers' fields, but through each of the little wars inside the big one, Tom and his crew found a way to another day, and one of those days the war was over, and Tom, whose 30 combat missions honored the memory of his brother who had flown before him, went home, eventually soared into another kind of history book. You never knew the young co-pilot who saved his craft and likely his crew over the Netherlands in World War II. And yet, as you might imagine, he never stopped believing that there's always a way to get any job done. There's always a way. You know the accomplished gentleman. Oh, yes, you know that young co-pilot for the man he became. The revered former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry. And now you know the rest of the story.